Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Showalter with the Engagement Edge. And this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some tips for developing your advocates, particularly the challenges we have with developing younger advocates and how your training, your development needs to change. This was brought to mind for two reasons. Number one, we are getting more and more requests to teach our methodology on how to engage with hostile audiences or impolite elected officials and so forth. That's one of the most popular curriculums that we have right now. And yes, we have specific ways you can get your advocates to deal with that. And I'll share why that's important in a moment. Secondly, I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal entitled, "We Now Need College Courses to Teach Young Adults How to Make Small Talk." That article is from November 20th by Tara Weiss. I can put the link here in the introductory text of this episode. Sometimes, though, it doesn't go through. Sometimes it's still on the paywall. I'm a WSJ subscriber, so I always get it. But if you can't get it, maybe wait a week or so till it's out of their paywall. So first, let's talk about younger advocates and this article. You know, what I hear a lot from people is, boy, I need to get younger people involved in my advocacy program. I need to get younger people involved in my PAC. Completely agree. You want diversity of age in those programs, particularly with advocacy, because many times you're speaking to legislative staff. We know legislative staff are younger than most legislators, and if you have a young advocate talking to a young staff member, that engages the similarity principle of influence, which we know promotes trust and rapport. However, the bad news is this article said many students in college today, face-to-face conversation with strangers are more nerve-wracking than decoding Chaucer. Everybody seems to have a theory as to why younger people are having more challenges with these kinds of communications with so-called soft skills. I think they're hard skills because there's science behind them and science behind how you develop them, such as persuasion and civil conversation. It could be COVID, it could be helicopter parents, it could be smartphones, it could be a lot of things. But nevertheless, there's a challenge in these communications. And a funny data point from the article was that college seniors were asked to rate their communication skills. Nearly 80% responded very extremely proficient, but only 54% of employers agreed to that, with that, according to surveys conducted in 2022 by the National Association of Colleges and Employers. So if we want our younger advocates involved, we'll need to include components on how to engage in small talk. You and I know that many advocate conversations with staff and elected officials happen while you're walking down the hall, while they're walking to the floor to take a vote, while they're walking to the cafeteria. They don't always get that formal opportunity to sit down and have a conversation where they hand them their one sheet leave behind and they recite the memorized talking points, which isn't a conversation. Anyways, that's kind of a presentation and it's kind of boring. And of course, a lot of this involves them getting out of their own head and thinking so much about themselves and being judgmental of others. Because when you're judgmental of others, you assume everyone's judging you as well when you're talking to them. So it's about getting out of your own head. So there are exercises and ways we can help people think less about themselves and more about the people they're trying to converse with and have a dialogue with. So point number one, younger advocates, if you want them involved, you better have a different kind of training program for them that incorporates some different kinds of soft skills. You know where to contact us if you need that. Number two, hostile audiences. Hostile audiences. How many times do you tell your advocates to know your story, which is great. I think that's excellent. They need to know that. And or know a few talking points as to why certain legislation should be passed. And just know those things and go in and talk to your legislator and you'll be fine. You'll have a great meeting. And I think that's good. At least they're in there talking and trying and they know their story and so forth. But what happens when this occurs? What happens when your advocate shares your organization's data with the lawmaker and they say, well, that's not what our data says. My data says this. Or if your advocate presents an organization position and the lawmaker says, well, that's not what I hear back in the district. I heard John Doe, the leader of the chamber, say this. Or if they say, oh, well, I know that your organization feels strongly about this and it's one of your priorities. However, I have this poll right here from the district that shows that public opinion in my district is 2-1, running 2-1 against your position. Then what happens to your advocates? Do they sit there in stunned silence and the proverbial deer in the headlights look? Or do they know how to engage and have that verbal jujitsu and stay in the flow, stay in the dialogue, go with the flow and have a conversation and ask winsome, friendly questions to get at the heart of that legislator's concern? There is a science and an art to that, and we're finding that more and more organizations need this kind of help because the days of talking to an extremely friendly lawmaker that just takes everything at face value or a staff person that does that, those days might be receding a bit. I think they are. There's a reason why we're getting requests for this particular curriculum. So our training has to change with the times. It has to change with the times. So if you're still telling people just memorize talking points, you'll be successful. Know your story, recite that, you'll be successful, which again, I'm not against talking points and story. We do a very good job of teaching people how to tell their story and to pull that out of them. However, sometimes you'll be getting into, you know, higher level conversations where it's got to be a dialogue back and forth. So if you or your advocates need help with this, you know where to find us, amy@showaltergroup.com. If you have any questions or concerns on this article or on this episode, don't hesitate to contact me. Thanks. This is Amy with the Engagement Edge.